Hi, this is the November 29th edition of Time for Kids. On the front cover, a whale. Deep dive. Scientists are investigating why whales mistake plastic for food. And we'll get to that article, but first, an air quality alert. On November 18, the more than 33 million residents of New Delhi, India, woke up to an ugly surprise. The city was covered in smog. It's a kind of air pollution that creates a thick, toxic fog. In some parts of New Delhi, air pollution levels were more than 50 times the recommended safe limit, which is set by the World Health Organization. India's government called the situation severe plus. Authorities worked to protect people. Schools closed and classes for most grades moved online. Construction projects stopped and non-essential trucks were barred from entering the city. Authorities encouraged people to stay indoors. This warning applied mainly to young children, the elderly, and people with chronic illnesses. Smog is especially dangerous for people in these groups. Air pollution is a big problem in northern India, where New Delhi is located. Much of the pollution is produced by farmers burning their fields before planting new crops. That creates smoke, which blows into cities. Residents are upset about the air quality. Sanjay Goel, who lives in New Delhi, told the Associated Press that everyone has a sore throat. Also on page 2, appealing artwork. How much would you pay for a banana taped to a wall? That question was on everyone's mind at Sotheby's, the New York City auction house, on November 20th. The artwork was auctioned to the highest bidder. Final price, $6.2 million. Morisorio Catalan, an Italian artist, first displayed the work in 2019. It became a viral sensation. It made people question what we define as an artwork, says David Galperin, head of contemporary art at Sotheby's. Catalan's banana from 5 years ago is, of course, long gone. The artwork is intended to be refreshed every few days. What was sold is not the banana itself, says Galperin, but a certificate of authenticity. The certificate allows the owner to reproduce this banana and duct tape on their wall as an original artwork by Morisio Catalan. On page 3, we have a photo of a dinosaur at London's Natural History Museum. And in that photo, a staffer is capping off T-Rex's winter outfit. Each year, the famed animatronic dinosaur dons a snazzy new sweater for the holiday season. Next up, Kids Connect. Jatna Resio organizes neighborhood cleanups at her school, and there's a photo of Jatna in this article. What inspired your community service work? Jatna responds, I was vice president of student council in eighth grade. Our goal was to help our community become cleaner. How did the cleanups work? We started with our school. That motivated us once we saw the impact we could have. Then we got permission to clean up the parks across the street. We also tried to encourage people to clean up after themselves. There was a lot of litter around, and that could hurt children who were playing in the parks. What have you learned from performing community service? It's taught me to think before I do something. Instead of littering, I try to find the nearest garbage can. If I can't find a garbage can, I'll hold on to my trash. It has also helped me encourage people my age to throw out their trash instead of expecting someone else to clean it up for them. And now on to the cover article regarding whales. Got some power words to know. Frequency, a noun, a measure of sound. Sustainable, adjective. Done so as not to cause permanent damage. Now on to the article, Deep Sea Danger. Whales sometimes mistake plastic pollution for food. A new study from Duke University explains why. The ocean is full of amazing creatures. It's also full of plastic. There are about 171 trillion pieces of plastic floating in the sea. According to a study published in the journal PLOS-1 in 2023. That's bad news for marine animals such as deep-diving whales. They can mistake the plastic for food and eat it. How do whales mix up plastic and prey? A team at the Duke University Marine Lab in Beaufort, North Carolina, has been looking into this question. The team has just published research that explains why some deep-diving whales get confused. It all comes down to echolocation, a natural process that allows whales to hear objects in the darkest depths of the sea. Some types of whales, including sperm whales and beaked whales, hunt in the deepest parts of the ocean. There is little light at those depths, so it's too dark for the whales to see, but they can hear. To navigate their surroundings, deep-diving whales use sounds produced by echolocation. First, the whales make a sound, and then they listen. They hear echoes bouncing off nearby objects. These echoes allow the whales to hunt. The echoes bounce off of prey animals like squid, and they bounce off of objects that are not edible, like garbage. The scientists found that garbage and prey cause similar echoes. To the whales, they sound the same. That can trick the whales into eating trash. The scientists gathered items such as bottles, bags, and rope. All of these have been found in the stomachs of whales. The team bounced sounds off these objects at frequencies similar to those that echolating whales use. A machine measured the strength of each echo. The team then compared these echoes to those produced off the bodies of prey animals. The echoes from the plastic items were similar in strength to those returned by prey animals. Greg Merrill, a marine biologist, is the lead author on the study. He was kind of unsurprised by the results. "We knew they were eating the garbage," he told TFK. "There had to be a reason." Eating garbage is dangerous for whales. The plastic can build up in their stomachs, preventing food from passing through their bodies. This can be deadly. Plastic pollution impacts animals that are so far away from our daily lives, Merrill says. This problem is really big. Everyone can play a part in reducing plastic pollution. People need to make real changes in their daily lives and then advocate for the types of solutions that we need to address this issue, Merrill says. Advocacy can be as simple as writing to your mayor or governor, he says, or asking your school leaders if they could make decisions that are more sustainable. Many kids are passionate about marine life. Freddie Slater Reynolds, 7, is one of them. The study makes him feel worried about whales. He shared his advice for people who want to keep trash away from wildlife. Don't litter. Throw it in the garbage bin, he says. At the bottom of this article, there is a photo of a humpback whale with this explanation. Beaked whales and sperm whales are deep-sea hunters. They dive thousands of feet to find food. But not all whales use echolocation to hunt. Some stick closer to the surface. The humpback whale, like those pictured at left, sometimes uses a technique called lunge feeding. The whale opens its mouth wide and surges through a school of fish or krill. If you're lucky enough to witness a whale's vertical lunge, you'll see the huge animal's head rise above the surface. And on the last two pages of this edition of Time for Kids, they have some book recommendations that were reviewed by TFK Kid Reporters. So ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to review that with you. Then on the back page, Magical Moments, Wicked. Now in movie theaters, imagines what happened before Dorothy fell into the Land of Oz. Based on the hit Broadway musical, the movie stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande as witches Elphaba and Glinda. Marissa Bode plays Nessa Rose, Elphaba's sister. Like her character, Nessa Bode uses a wheelchair. She's the first actress with a disability to play the part. Bode started acting when she was 8. She began using a wheelchair at 11 after a car accident. It's definitely given me a lot more understanding and empathy of humans in general, she says. With Nessa, I relate to her in many ways, particularly her wanting to find a sense of community. Wicked is about celebrating people's differences. That theme is meaningful to Bode, who says being cast in the movie was a dream come true. Her favorite moment on set? Flying. I love being in the air, Bode says. Being on wires isn't something I do every single day. So that was a lot of fun, and that felt very magical to me. And the inside story? Based on a novel of the same name, the new movie Out of My Mind is about Melody Brooks, a sixth grader with cerebral palsy. This affects her speech and movement, so she isn't given the same opportunities as her classmates. A teacher sees Melody's potential and moves her into mainstream classes. Melody is excited to show everyone what she can do. Phoebe Ray Taylor, 15, plays Melody. As a person with cerebral palsy, she says she relates to her character's struggle. Melody is put into this box because of her disability, Phoebe Ray told TFK. She finds a way out of that and gets other people to see her, not by her disability, but by her intelligence and her personality. Out of My Mind is out now on Disney Plus. And that's the final article in this November 29th edition of Time for Kids. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.